Hello, hello, Glamvicious listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Glamvicious podcast. We are so excited to talk with our guest today, Avis Dillard Bullock. Thank you so much for joining us today and coming on to talk with us. Will you please introduce yourself to the Glamvicious listeners?
Yes, my name, as has been mentioned earlier, is Avis Dillard Bullock. I am a Christian, a mother, an author, a wife, and an entrepreneur. I'm retired Air Force. I spent 28 years in the Air Force. I work for a company that is Black owned, based in Washington, D.C. I am the COO, which is Chief Operating Officer and Senior Vice President of Program Services.
Awesome. So amazing. So I know you are a co-author in the Faith for Fiery Trials anthology. Can you tell us about your experience?
Ooh, that experience was a faith journey. It was exciting. It was scary. It was challenging, and it was rewarding. It was all those things all in one. I say it was challenging because writing and staying on point and being succinct in your writing. Challenging because not only was it the writing portion, which I challenged to let people read my writing, but also sharing a part of you that people may not know, being vulnerable in front of others, and rewarding in I met some wonderful co-authors that had amazing stories and welcomed me in with open arms. So I made some lifelong connections and opened the door for me to do other projects such as this one. So that was the rewarding part. And also after people read what was written, I needed that. That really helped me. So that part was also rewarding.
Awesome. What would you say the impact of one sharing their story can have on others?
So the impact can both be positive and negative, because the positive portion is people know that they're not alone. They see themselves in the story and they can breathe a sigh of relief that I am not the only one. And maybe the tools that is presented will help them on their life journey, help them make it through. Or they can see, well, maybe I should have done something a little bit different. So they go back and make a change. And then also it could be that people are just not ready to face their own challenges. And so they may come across with a negative response because you have been open with yours.
Awesome. Amazing. So with you being a co-author in the Faith for Fiery Trials anthology, what is one thing you hope readers will gain from reading your chapter?
That God is in the mix. It may seem small to you, or it may be overwhelming. Whether it's small or large, God is in the mix. Whether it's a life crisis in a relationship, or whether it's a promotion on your job, faith is what will bring you through an argument. It's faith that will bring you through the hallelujah times. It is faith that will strengthen you as you walk on your journey. So I hope when you read my story that you will know that the journey was what God wanted me to have, the journey, to learn in the journey, not the end point, but to learn in the journey.
Yes, yes. So good. So good. And I know we all have our fiery trials. We all go through seasons of difficulty. So if there's a listener listening right now that may be going through their own fiery trial, what piece of advice would you share with them?
I will say that while you're in this trial, it may appear that things are not getting better or your efforts are not turning out the way in which you had hoped, take heart and give it over to God. This will require you to let it go and believe that it will work out the way He planned it. It will also require you not to go back and pick it up when things seem to be going well or the process is not going the way you had hoped and the outcome has not been what you were looking for. Always remember, His ways are higher than your ways. His thoughts are more than your thoughts. And so therefore, He will work it out. Sometimes we get so caught up in the trial and we have a challenge differentiating between willpower and God power. And sometimes we think willpower will get us through, but really is stepping back and letting God bring you through. Willpower makes you want to push through yourself, but God power brings you through. Yes, you'll still have the challenge, but when you come out, as they say, you won't smell like smoke. The water won't overtake you. Willpower will give out on you sometimes, but God power will always be there for you. So don't lose heart in the trial. Don't lose heart in the journey. There is a lesson on the other side, and you will come out with a crown.
Amen. Amen. I love it. Breaking down the difference between willpower and God power, because so often we try to get it done in our own strength. Not realizing, like you said, willpower will give out, but God power never will. What a nugget. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Thank you. So with all of the wonderful things that you already have going on, what's next for you for the remainder of 2023 and beyond?
So for the remainder, I am looking to publish a solo project.
Awesome.
And I have a couple titles that I am working with, a couple drafts that I've basically started. So I will release one of those by the end of the year.
Congratulations. Awesome. So is Faith to Fiery Trials your first time publishing?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So you enjoyed the experience and you're going to be doing it again soon. Yes. Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we've certainly enjoyed having you on and learning all about you and the wonderful things that you're doing and the wonderful things that are to come. Is there anything else you would like to share with listeners about you or the services you provide or the work that you do?
Well, I have a website. It's called Speak Life Cafe, Cafe with two S. You can go out there and see some of the projects that I'm working. That is also my Instagram handle and as well as Facebook. So Speak Life Cafe, my goal, my charge, my purpose is to speak life into another person's life. Let my trials and experience be a catalyst, be a witness for others that they can make it through.
And awesome.
Is that platform to do so.
Awesome. Awesome. So listeners, Speak Life Cafe with two F's.com. Go and connect with Avis Dilla Bullock. Also on her social media, connect with her there as well. We have certainly enjoyed talking with you today and want to thank you for coming on. Listeners, we want to thank you for your continued support of tuning in to the Glambitious podcast. Until next time, we will talk with you all later.